This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Friday. I hope you are so happy and ready to go into your weekend with a smile on your face. I certainly am. We have all kinds of screwing off we have left to do going into the final hour of the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Don't judge me, Chris. It's the last hour on a Friday. I can do whatever I want. I mean, I guess that's very similar to the rest of the week, but now it's more extreme. Chris, you know what this is? Jealousy from you. Because of the robe. You're jealous that I'm a robe guy. You know what I did this morning, Chris? Crawled out of bed, and I could have put on my shorts, t-shirt. We had a security guy coming over to the house, whatever. He was just tweaking a couple things. I didn't have to do any of those things. Grabbed my robe, threw it on, tied a little knot in there, walked over, poured a cup of coffee, standing there in my robe. Life's different. I'm more free than you'll ever be right now, buddy. Just letting you know. Jesse, how come crayon eaters won't accept a recruit with a GED, but the Army will? Okay, so why won't the Marines accept somebody with a GED, but the Army will? Well, the Marines are the best, superior to all the other branches. The Army is full, absolutely full of dirtballs, right? Full. What, Chris? I'm just being honest. The Marines, great. The Army, lame. That's really all you need to know. That's exactly why. Jesse, I had the extreme displeasure of being stuck in a session led by the man, led by John Cornyn. He looks wizened, and I'm consistently surprised how old these guys get. My question is, what do we have to do to get these people out of leadership positions in our government? Should we put maximum age restrictions on senators and representatives? Well, I'm of actually two different minds on this. First, term limits is a very popular concept. It's been a popular concept on the right for quite some time. Term limit this and term limit that. The chances that you are a term limit fan are very, very high. The right loves this concept. And I understand why the right loves this concept. But I have always, I don't like it. And here's why. I want the American people to engage. We have term limits. It's you, and it's me. Congress has this terrible approval rating. It's at like 12%. You can vote out the entire United States House of Representatives every 2 years. Do you want to hear an amazing stat? Think about this, an amazing stat. We live here in this incredible country that we have been given with all these blessings, all this standard of living. 12% of this country votes. That is crazy. A tiny percentage of our people vote. I mean, obviously, that's spread in different elections and things like that. A presidential year, you get more, but not even close to half the country votes. How is that possible? Voting is the easiest thing in the world. You drive down to the polls, you walk in, you show an ID unless you're in a Democrat place, and you walk. It's all computerized now. It's beep, 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 and you're done. We can't get people to care enough about this place to even show up and press a couple buttons on the computer screen. And we say things like term limits because you know why you love term limits? Because you're sick and tired of caring while no one else does. And so you're working hard to get these scumbags out, but no one else will help you. And so you want a law or something that will finally give you the help you deserve. And I understand it. You have a very good point. You want something to back you up. You're trying to get rid of the corruption. You're trying to do it right. But that's not ultimately what will save the country. What will save the country is people participating in the electoral process at every single level. 25% on average, 25% of the GOP even votes in the primary. Every Republican I know who cares at all about politics will rant and rave and scream and yell about how much they hate their Republican senator, or Republican member of the House, or Republican governor. Did you vote in the primary? When was it? What? That's when you choose. I mean, John Cornyn. I don't want to beat up Texas too bad because it looks like right now, it looks like he's going to lose this primary. It's a ways away and anything can happen. Anything can happen, but yeah, he's been there a long time. Why? We don't show up. We don't care enough to show up. So look, when I said I'm of mixed emotions about it because the founding fathers, they believed in at least minimum age requirements. You can't be president unless you're 35 years old. You can't be in the House. I think the House is 25, I believe. I think the Senate is 30. I may have that wrong, but I know president is 35. So they knew, hey, let's get some seasoning on these guys first before we get them in there. Should there be maximum limits? Maybe, probably. I'm okay with a maximum limit. It's fine. But man alive, we can't show up and vote these people out? Think about the people who are there forever. Arlen Specter. You remember Arlen Specter? Probably not, unless you're a hardcore political person. He was a senator from Pennsylvania. Arlen Specter, towards the end, was in such bad physical and mental health, he had to be practically physically carried onto the Senate floor, and they had to vote for him. He just was an incapacitated human being. Dianne Feinstein, good point, Chris. Exact same thing. Dianne Feinstein. How do you keep voting for that person? Time after time after time after time. You don't look at that. You don't care enough about your country to look at that and get outraged and go vote for somebody different? Come on. What will save the country is not a new law. What will save the country is the American people showing up and caring about elections. Look, how is this person, I mean, forget about the just age thing. How's this person in Congress?
ICE, for the most part, is nothing but a ride. That's all they were supposed to do for the most part, right? It's like, you know what? This person is undocumented, or this person re-enters the country illegally, all the things, and then they have an ICE hold. And
you can get mad at her, Jasmine Crockett. How's she there? How's Ilhan Omar there? You can get, that's fine. The people voted for her. She was elected. The people voted for her. So is the problem the scumbag who's there? Or is the problem the people and their stupid participation or lack of participation in the electoral process? There's a question. I saw it when I was going through them. I don't want to dig through it and find it right now. But somebody asked about, here it is right here. Jesse, if Adam Schiff is convicted of mortgage fraud, can he be removed from the Senate? Okay, it's a good question. I'm not insulting at all, but who cares? Now, I want Adam Schiff to go to prison, right? And if he committed a crime, I want him to be arrested and convicted and go to prison. That's all good and fine, but do you really think California is going to send us something good? What indication has the state of California given us that they're going to send us anything but the most disgusting, despicable, corrupt people in politics? Those will be senators from California. So you'll replace Adam Schiff with Adam Schiff Jr., whatever corrupt commie has been working the levers of power in California, has gotten the fundraising, who gives enough speeches and proves to the people that he hates America or she hates America as much as he does, and then that person will go be a senator from California until the day they get promoted to VP or die. I'll be as happy as the next man if Adam Schiff goes down. And by the way, he will have to resign if he's convicted of a crime. I'll be happy as anybody if Adam Schiff goes down for mortgage fraud. You commit crimes. Apparently, this is a very common thing for these people. Good, good, good. Burn Adam Schiff. But don't think that we somehow gained anything in the Senate, because California will dig up the next commie turd who's waiting on the bench for his chance, and then we're going to be stuck with that loser too. The solution is voters participating and getting smarter. Honestly, I brought it up so many times before. If you're a Democrat listening to me and you're mad about things like crime, taxes, regulations, it's your fault. It's your fault. Stop voting for Democrats or stop complaining. It's your fault. And get yourself some chalk. You'll stop being a Democrat. When your mind starts working better, you'll realize that being a Democrat is stupid. And all the days you spent as a Democrat were days wallowing in stupidity. And Chalk wants you to come out of that stupidity and be an actual American who loves your country and feels good and is full of energy. And natural herbal supplements from Chalk will change your freaking life. Democrat, Republican, in the middle, doesn't matter. It's time to find natural solutions. Is there something you would like to improve upon? I guarantee you Chalk has a natural herbal supplement waiting that will make your life better. I can only tell you what I take. Ob pours some Chalk lit powder in a smoothie every morning, and I take a male vitality stack after my breakfast every single morning, after I've broken my fast from the night before. What, Chris? Go get a subscription and you will see. You're 60 days, I would say, away from feeling so much better. Chalk.com/Jesse. CHOQ.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Friday. Remember, you can email us jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Jesse, my wife and I just adopted our first child, a beautiful baby girl. This is wonderful. We've been thinking about her future these first few weeks, and there's concern about how evil colleges can turn her against our values in the future, especially since she's a girl. Trade schools are the natural alternative to college, but it seems like it's more geared toward boys. Do you have any advice on trade school equivalents for the female anti-communists out there? Looking forward to having her eventually listen to your show with us. That's wonderful. His name is Michael. Okay, Michael, everybody, you parents of daughters and sons, I want you to follow me right now, okay? If you're not driving, if you're driving, just do it when you get home, all right? Remember we had Mike Rowe on the show? Mike Rowe has a website called, I didn't tell him I was doing this, by the way, called MikeRowWorks.org. MikeRowWorks.org. You with me? Now, go to MikeRowWorks.org with me. Go click on that button. I'm on my phone, so I don't know what it's going to look like on your computer. Click on that button in the upper right-hand corner of your screen, and you see the site that says Scholarship. Click on that. Scholarship. Now, scroll down. Keep scrolling. Click on Approved Programs. Now, I know that was a convoluted way. There are probably faster ways. The reason I know this, by the way, is I sat down with my oldest son, James, last night and had him look at this. I handed him this list of approved programs, and this is not all of them, but I said, hey, what on here interests you? And there were four or five that he was interested in. There are things that are, I mean, obvious things that you already know about, like HVAC, heavy equipment operation, but I'm going to read you some of these. Automotive technology, aviation technology, construction, commercial driving, computer information technology, cosmetology, culinary arts, diesel tech, electrical technology, energy technology, farming, agriculture, veterinary technology, welding, plumbing, nursing, marine technology, machining. Do all those sound like male things? don't think for one second that trades are only for men. Yes, your daughter's not going to be a plumber. I'm not stupid. I know that. I don't expect your daughter to go in or want to go into machining. There is a friend of Ob's. A friend of Ob's is, she does this. I guess you might call it cosmetology. I'm not sure how to put it. Here's what I know. Women go to this place and they do all kinds of things, anti-aging things for them. It's all kinds of, what did Ob call it? Microneedling and Botox and creams and this and this treatment and that treatment, and this treatment and that treatment. And Ob, like I said, she's friends with the lady who works there. It's all ladies who work in there. This business has exploded to the point that their business has gone national. It is nationally known. They are printing money, from what I understand, in there. Printing money. Nobody has a college degree. They all trade schools. All of them. That's a trade school thing. Now, I am not telling you, I've never told you that everyone needs to go to a trade school. That's ridiculous. Maybe your interests are in something where you have to have a college degree. If that's the case, that's fine. But this mentality that you have to go to college to have a good career and have a good job is bonkers. That is old, dated ways of thinking. College, unless you are going for the right reasons, can destroy your mind, destroy your soul, destroy your bank account. You end up leaving with a degree, no job opportunities, on $100,000 in debt. We have got to shatter this mentality that everybody has to go to college. I have told my sons, you are welcome to. You will go with a purpose. You're not going to go find yourself. You're not going to go because that's what my friends are doing. No. Nope. If you have to go, it's because, Dad, I want to do this. I have to get a degree. Okay, then let's figure it out. Maybe we do a JUCO, community college, for a couple years. It only matters where you graduate. Maybe eventually, yes, you will go. I understand that. Go, get your degree, get out. That's fine. But that is, you are crazy if you think that's the only way you can have a good career or a good life. There are all kinds of different options that have different hours and different lifestyles. And some of these trades, the lifestyle may not be for you at all. I know tradesmen, they'll work 6 months a year, then they're off 6 months a year. Sounds lovely, but the 6 months you're on like 7 days a week. It's go, 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 make a pile of money. And then maybe that sounds awful. And maybe it would be. I don't know which one's going to work for you, and I'm not saying they are. We have got to shatter this mentality in young men and young women. You don't have to send your daughter off to the wolves. And that's what colleges are for these girls. They shatter them. They break them. Really, be very, very careful with your daughter and where you send her. Very careful. Because that's who the communists are after. Her. They want her bad. Me? If you're an employer, I want you to have better employees. I want you to be able to fill that new position you have with the right person. Not another warm body. The right person. And ZipRecruiter is how you find the right person. Everybody's looking for that right person. Your competitors are looking for that right person. So how are you going to get them first? ZipRecruiter is going to match you up. Think of it like a dating site for employers and employees. Although, please don't use it for dating. That's probably against the law. They're going to find you the one for you with their matching technology. The person you're waiting for is already at ZipRecruiter. The only delay in you having them in your office is you haven't gone to ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse and signed up yet. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. You might be a day away from finding that employee you've been looking for. Wouldn't that make your life easier? ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're gonna love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. That's There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way. And we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Friday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Bronco, your segment on phone trappers was the most insightful thing I've ever heard. But what do you do when your phone, when the phone trapper is your wife? This is such a delicate situation. It can only be handled by somebody with dainty hands. That's mean. Listen. Just a little recap in case you missed it. Phone trappers are those people who live to trap you on the phone so then they can talk to you for 30 minutes about nothing. They'll send you text messages like, I need you to call me. And you'll think, oh gosh, that's important. And you step out of work and you call and it's 20 minutes talking about gardening and it's brutal, right? Phone trappers. So what do you do when it's your wife? Well, you ever watch any of those emergency room shows? I don't, to clarify. I think if you do, you're kind of gross. But Ob loves them. Loves that medical stuff. Oh my gosh, gunshot wounds and things like that. Therefore, I've been in the house. I've been in the kitchen when she's got one of those shows on, when she's making dinner, folding laundry, or whatever women do, you know. So, have you ever seen them? You ever seen somebody show up with a knife? A knife in them still. They've been stabbed? Or anything that has stabbed them? Car wreck, they've got... You've seen it? You ever seen how the doctor pulls that out? How the medical staff pulls that out? Very slowly. A little bit at a time. You'll never see them grab it and just rip it out of there like in the movies. You have to pull it out just a little bit and then clean it up and be very careful and make sure you haven't gone too far and then pull it out just a little bit more. And then you're right back in cleaning it up, making sure you haven't gone too far. That is exactly how you extricate yourself on a phone call from your wife, one you don't want to be in any longer. Not fast, slowly. You back away a little bit, she will catch on. That's when you stop, clean things up, let her know you are so enjoying talking to her on the phone about her friend Susie and the pimple she got. You're so excited to talk. But anyway, so this is how it works when it's me and Ob. I get on the phone. You know, hi, I'm on the way home. I love you. Whatever. Kids, good. You're good. Yeah, you need anything? That's the, we go through the same kind of thing. You know, good to go. And then I'll see you when I get home. I'll usually drop one of those on her. All right, I'll see you when I get home. And she'll drop a, what, do you not want to talk anymore? And that's when I come back. This is where you slow down. You're like, no, I do. I thought you were done. Oh, what? What else is on your mind? Oh, you wanted to talk about makeup or something. Oh, no way. I would love to. And so you have to go back in and slow down. Give it another couple minutes. And then maybe you pull out something of a, I'm almost to the store and I got to run in. Do you need anything? And that's where, look, she's going to try to get you again. She's going to pull out the, well, can't you walk with the phone? Pause. Yeah, of course I can. I thought you'd want to go because it's loud here. There's, you see what I mean? You have to be careful. And then the best way to do this, the best way that I've discovered, it's practically foolproof. You're in the store, you're on the phone. You tell her, hey, I've got to go. I have to talk to this person and ask where whatever is. Hey, where do you have the organic lettuce or whatever it is they're looking for? Hey, baby, I got to run. I got to go. Okay. And then once you've eased it out a couple times, then you can back completely out. What, Chris? What? Chris said, just say, I want to talk in person. Chris, that doesn't work. It doesn't work. They just want to sit there and say nothing sometimes. And you can't say, I need my hands, Chris. That used to work when you're driving. Sorry, I want to keep both hands on the wheel. You want me to be safe, right? That would normally have worked. But now every car has a Bluetooth system. No one buys that anymore. You can, on occasion, you can use that again and say, something's going on with my Bluetooth. I don't know what it is, but see, I don't want to act like these are permanent solutions, because how many of those do you get before she starts to catch on? One or two? Your Bluetooth isn't working. You might get away with that once. You can't pull that out all the time. I like to find concrete solutions to our problems. Ease it out, just like that knife in the emergency room. Don't rip it out all at once. Someone's going to get hurt. Ease it out. Little bit at a time, right? Bronco, I'm originally from Northwest Iowa. Lived there 23 years. Northwest Iowa is about as red as it gets due to the farming community, so naturally there's a lot of illegals there. Every illegal I see on the road has a Nebraska license plate, and I always wonder why. Any idea what that would be? Okay, so I can't say to this specific thing, but I will tell you something we don't think about a lot is, illegal immigration is an industry. There's an insane amount of money in illegal immigration. And it gets as dark as you can imagine. And sometimes it's a farm worker who's working for 2 months. And sometimes it's just, you know, sex slaves and just the worst stuff in the world. But it is a gigantic multi-billion dollar industry. Because it's a multi-billion dollar industry that's also illegal, there are going to be more advancements with getting the illegality done than you or I would fully realize, because we're not involved in that industry. That includes things like Social Security numbers. Have you ever wondered why employers who have to do your I-9 employment verification, things like that, E-Verify stuff, why do they still have illegals? These illegals will show up with papers. With valid driver's licenses. They'll show up with Social Security cards, Social Security numbers. How does that happen? There is an industry out there facilitating it, selling this stuff, and government people are involved. Remember when they were going off, when Elon Musk was still involved with the Trump administration and he was handing all this information to Donald Trump, and Trump was speaking publicly about Social Security and how many people are on it? We have 200-year-old people on Social Security. We have a bunch of 150-year-olds on Social Security. Government people are selling Social Security numbers to illegals. That's why. There's an industry. Remember this, right underneath your feet. Cops will know this. Every cop listening will nod his head. There's an entire world of criminality all around you that you can't see, that I can't see because we're not involved in it. All around you, you will drive from your house to the office, and that's McDonald's, and that's the local school, and that's a little shopping center. And there's a used car lot. And that's what you see. That's what I see. A cop who knows the area well, He drives. He said, oh, you see that shopping center? They're dealing meth out the back. We're working on a case right now. You see, actually, I know this personally, a place that's very close to here. You see this automotive shop? Yeah, that's a chop shop for illegal vehicles that show up. The cops have to bust the place every now and then. Oh, you see that place? It's a human trafficking hub. We suspect we're working on it. An entire world around you don't see, and I don't see. Criminality is that way. Illegal immigration is that way. That's why. One more segment. Next.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on what has been a magnificent Friday and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. And I'll be back on Monday. Don't worry. I shall be here. Let's get through as many of these as we possibly can. But before we do that, let's enjoy John Bolton. This was a minute of him after Trump's home was raided by the FBI. Oh, John, little did you know, your time cometh too.
I don't think he cared about the classification system. I don't think he appreciated the sensitivity of this information, and he didn't appreciate the sensitivity of how it was often acquired, the so-called sources and methods. So this had been briefed to him before I arrived. It was repeated frequently. I think it simply had no impact on him whatever.
Give me a sense of where you think the truth lies with respect to Trump's intelligence, carelessness, and the degree to which he might have brought motive to bear on taking these documents out of the White House and keeping them for this long at Mar-a-Lago.
Well, I don't, it's very hard to speculate on motive other than that he liked cool things. He saw things that he wanted to take them, and he was pretty much able to take them. And not just on classified information matters, on all kinds of things that crossed his desk. Some days he liked to eat a lot of French fries. Some days he took classified documents. He wanted them. Why did he want them? Because he could get them.
Oh, how's that going now, John? How'd your morning go? Tough morning, huh? The sowing, so much fun. The reaping, not as much. Dear Dr. Minimitz, I'm wondering if you draw any comparison to the Confederacy during the Civil War and Ukraine during their war with Russia. Seems to me as you describe the South having to win quickly due to their inability to replace goods and the North's ability to drag the war out, describes how I see Russia and Ukraine. Even with support from the West, it seems like Russia has an unlimited amount of people and materials to allow the war to go on forever in comparison. Your thoughts? I can see the comparison you're making. I don't think I would put it that way, and here's why. The Confederacy, at the beginning of the Civil War, they did have superiority in different ways. They had superior generals in the beginning of the war. It's very obvious when you read about it. And they had superior frontline troops at the beginning of the war because the South was more rural than the North. They had supremacy at the beginning. I brought up Japan in World War II and how they had supremacy over us in the beginning. They had better planes. They had a better Navy. They beat the crap out of our Navy a couple different times. It wasn't just Pearl Harbor. They had that. But because they had that, they had to strike quickly and strike hard and win immediately, because if it was drawn out, they had no chance. They couldn't replace the great things they had. That's exactly what happened. The same thing with the Confederacy. Look, hindsight's 20/20. I'm not going to sit here and second guess Robert E. Lee, who's a very sharp military man. But if the South ever had a chance to win that war, your first attack shouldn't have been Fort Sumter. It should have been Washington, D.C. I'm sorry, but that's just the way it is. You can't baby step your way into something like that when the North was going to outproduce you. They had more men, more industry. You just can't. You've got to go for the throat immediately. Immediately. Ukraine never had that opportunity. Ukraine was never superior military-wise to the Russians. The only reason they've been able to hang on for as long as they've hung on is all the Western support, Western money, Western munitions, Western training. Don't think for a second our guys aren't over there training these people on all this stuff. We essentially have propped them up so they could all die for 3 years. What, Chris? Chris said if the South had foreign support, would they have won? It would depend on what degree of foreign support. You see, there's foreign support and then there's foreign support. Is foreign support one shipment of rifles? Is foreign support rifles, food, materials, maybe some troops? There's support and then there's support. If another country had gone all in with the South, like France or something like that, if they'd gone all in with the South, yeah, I think they could have won, yes. Because remember, too, the South was fighting mainly a defensive war. I know there were offensive operations. That's how you had things like Gettysburg and things like that. But it's much easier to fight a defensive war on terrain you know than an offensive war. If you're able to take in supplies, if you're able to resupply yourself and you have enough to eat, enough bullets, enough things like that, yeah, I think they would have won. Remember, the North was tiring of it too. Abraham Lincoln, who had to run for re-election while all this was going on against George McClellan, Abraham Lincoln thought he was going to lose. The North was, look, they were losing their boys in droves too. People can only do that for so long, and they're tired of it. They don't want to hear it anymore. Screw it, split the country up, right? Plus, think about this. If you're a soldier away from home back then, it was all letters. They didn't have pure talk. What, Chris? They didn't have Pure Talk's great network to call home. Dearest mother, I just had my foot amputated today without anesthesia. I'm glad this call is going through because you're on Pure Talk's network too. Pure Talk is the patriotic cell phone company caring about veterans. They didn't care for any Civil War veterans, but that's just because Pure Talk didn't exist yet. They would have. I guarantee they would have. They would have got them back on their feet if they still had feet. Pure Talk will save you a fortune. You don't need Verizon. You don't need AT&T. You don't need T-Mobile. Those are sick companies who you should never support with your dollars, especially now that we have a patriotic company that hires Americans. When you get a hold of Pure Talk, when you dial #250 and get a hold of Pure Talk, you get to talk to somebody who hires Americans. How wonderful is that? They speak English. They're nice to you. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. Jesse, I just heard you say the Ford Foundation was one of the most disgusting communist foundations in the country. That's very surprising for me to hear, especially because I've always been a Ford truck guy. Can you elaborate on the Ford Foundation, why it's so terrible? Don't think that the Ford Foundation is the Ford Motor Company. The Ford Foundation is the scumbag communist heirs to the Ford fortune who started a foundation so they can wash money and give money to a bunch of dirty communist causes. Oh, look at this, right from the Ford Foundation. Funders for LGBTQ issues. In 2024, Funders for LGBTQ issues released its 20th resource tracking report, which documents all U.S. foundations funding for LGBTQ causes. Look, I could just go through the whole website. This happens. It's sick. It's gross. Different company, though. Same family. Different company. You go enjoy your weekend. That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast.